Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 11th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. Well, the first piece talks about the economic implosion. I provide 18 signs that we are facing a record-breaking economic implosion in 2020. Then I'll talk about the April unemployment rate, which was a figure given out by the BLS, a total lie, and I'll explain why in the show. Then we'll talk about the bad news Boeing report, which I try to produce as often as I can. Boeing's decision to call off its buyout of Brazilian plane manufacturer Embraer is a significant loss for Boeing. Then we will talk about the Flynn resolution. The DOJ, the Department of Justice, decided to drop the case against Michael Flynn. But this won't be the last that you'll hear of this particular scandal, ladies and gentlemen. Then I will discuss the plight of the 0.1% richest people and why their own wealth will decline. I don't normally talk about this, but I have said that the rich will suffer as much as the poor in their own way. And I think you'll see why if you get to listen to this segment of the show. Then I give you a stock market update. Not often, but I do tend to talk about the market from time to time. Even the Wall Street brokers now are projecting a 25 to 30% GDP collapse on an annualized basis for this year. Quite a lot to say about that. Then I shall talk about what I call the fake crisis. Who benefits from the man-made fake crisis? Just follow the money, in short. Well, it is indeed all money, money, money. The feds have committed nearly a third of GDP to fight the virus, as they say. But the so-called war is fake. It's a public health crisis, not a war. It's ridiculous. And then finally, I talk about why money is not wealth. You know, money right now is vanishing as fast as it's being created. And in this particular segment, I talk about how. So I think it's an interesting show. Hopefully you will be inclined to listen in greater detail. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you with free shows, three of them, and they will be come to you individually and upon demand, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar, and I will know what to do next. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will surely help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, please feel free, select any three shows from the Podbean archives, and if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows because they will give you a good idea of what I talk about in terms of current affairs, which will be more fresh in your mind. So to conclude, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which you will need for the shows, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And that is actually emblazoned on the top of my Podbean page. So if you fail to write it down, you will find it there. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter address, and my Facebook address deals with things which are a little bit too short for the main show, and I'd like you to know about them, so I put them in there. And my Twitter address is for the one-liners, just the funnies that I come up with from time to time. Sometimes not always that funny, but very short. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no spaces, lowercase, please, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials again, RM plus Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. RM Wake Up Call. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call with another synopsis on Friday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.